Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
All right, a Florida woman with outstanding warrants called the police to report her marijuana was stolen.
Oh, boy. That sucks.
However, she was taken into custody for an alleged thievery.
For thievery. Good heavens.
She was thievery.
Thievery. I charge with thievery.
Lily Rinker called 911 to report the theft. $30 worth of weed. When police arrived, the officer realized Rinker had open warrants in Palm Beach County.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Rinker failed to show up in court twice, resulting in the warrants.
I just kept forgetting about the weed.
She's now being held without bond.
That's what I'm supposed to do, man.
In Florida, one needs a medical marijuana card in order to possess marijuana.
Oh, didn't have
it's
one.
It's unclear if Rinker will face an additional charge for the possession.
Wow. You ever find the weed?
The big story. You feel you're like Larry King. Did they ever find the weed?
Right. We found the weed. Where was it? Your pocket.
It was in the drawer the whole time.
Right. She's holding it. I can't find my weed.
It's like when you have your glasses on. You're like, where are my glasses? They're on your face.
Yeah. Or you're looking for your cell phone while you're holding it.
Yeah.
Yep. Done that too.
Where's my weed? You smoked it.
Right.
Oh.
Apparently, it was really good, too.
There was a person who got evicted from an apartment that I lived next to, and they were my dealer, and they had a lot of weed, like a pound.
Oh.
When the sheriffs came and moved all their furniture out, and then they went through their furniture outside on the street, and all he kept yelling is like, where's my weed? Where's my weed?
Where's my weed?
So he calls the police department to complain. He's like, hey, blah, blah. They're like, it's here. Right. They had it there.
Right.
Come so. Get it. He went. They gave it to him.
No.
He walked outside. They arrested him.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. We have our winner for dumbass news.
Mr. High SAT score, I'm guessing.
By the way, Vince did the very best introduction of a person who wasn't at the toy drive.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
I try, man. It's
great.
That was really, you brought it.
Now, if they were there, it'd be more magical.
Right, I was looking forward to it. I've sat in on Jimmy Koplik segments before, and I wanted to actually meet the man in person, so maybe next time.
Yeah, you wrote the whole thing out.
Yeah.
We're all ready. And then someone told you that he wasn't...
Yeah, they always sick, so I'm like, all right, I'm just doing the riff contest for you. So yeah. I was like completely not even in the moment.
Right, yeah.
I was standing on the steps waiting to listen to some mayor play a guitar riff. I'm like, oh, I guess I got to do this now.
Right.
Yeah. I told Senator Blumenthal, I'm like, all right, you're going to be Jimmy Koplik.
I was like,
this is going to be so awkward.
Koplik? Yes.
Do you have any of that with Vince?
All right, we're just minutes away from Foghat. You guys ready for Foghat?
I think I said Foghat.
Are you ready? All right, we want to introduce Jimmy Koplik right now.
Yes.
Vince?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is Vince being ready.
Vince is very ready.
I was told he canceled. I'm sorry.
You told Vince canceled?
They told me my segment got cut. Let me look this up.
I didn't know how much this made the air. Oh, man.
Where is it?
Jimmy's scrolling on my phone. Here we go. Scrolling on Chaz's email.
So clearly Vince didn't lose his weed.
No, he did not. No, he did not.
Oh, no.
This is my favorite part.
Here we go. I got it.
Oh, wait.
Where is it?
That was so this show.
Well, because the email loaded, but it was like a chain of emails. You know, you have to tap the right one. So
yeah,
whatever, you know.
Yep. Right, exactly. But then you brought it.
You did.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live at Jordan's Furniture for the annual Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive. How's everybody doing this morning?
That's great.
It is my extreme and humble honor to introduce our esteemed guest for today's broadcast, a man so innovative, he created the Watkins Glen Summer Jam. A man so resourceful, he constructed a real wall to separate David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar. The man that brought the Eagles to a sold-out Yale Bowl. He's so tough, he survived an attack by David Crosby. He's so cool. Journey thanked him with marijuana sent through first class mail. He's so influential, he convinced Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley to perform during a power outage. And he once got dosed by Jerry Garcia. You hear him on Chaz and AJ live every Thursday at 8:20. Please welcome the monarch of the meadows, the overseer of the Oakdale, the ambassador of the amphitheater, president of Live Nation Connecticut, Jimmy, the king of promoters, Koplik!
That would have been so cool if he walked out awesome. Right there.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Jimmy sounds different.
That was really well done.
So this woman is in Manchester. She's pulling into a gas station, and there's a car blocking the entrance. So she beeps the horn.
Yeah.
The guy in the car moves the car, but waves his arms like...
Right. Angry.
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 She goes in the store, comes out, and the guy's pointing a gun in her face.
Wow. Don't like horns, apparently.
So what do you do?
Right. At that moment. You're walking out. He's got a gun.
I think
you
do what my computer did.
Yep.
You brown out.
Yeah. You squid him.
Yeah. I must ink the man. Now, what's he going to do?
Right.
He'd be like, hey!
Yeah.
Oh.
Not a bad strategy.
I'd probably do a lot of fast talking. Hey, man. You know. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that's a quick apology.
Yeah, I'm really, really sorry. Obviously, I offended you, sir, with the gun in my face.
Yeah, I was coming into work, and I had a... Yeah, it's weird when you're having a road rage thing at, like, so early in the morning.
Yeah.
But some guy was...
Because it's, like, just you guys out there.
Right.
It's just us.
Two cars.
Like, I haven't had anything happen to me yet in my day to where I'm going to be mad.
Right.
You know? And this guy's probably waking up mad, having a bad life.
Or coming home mad.
You know?
Yeah.
Or coming home
Could
mad.
Could have been.
Like, right.
Yeah.
Third shift.
I didn't even think of that.
Just got done leaving the place, you know?
But, like, he's on me, and, like, we're going, like, you know, I gave him a brake check, which I don't do anyway. Anyway.
Right,
so I stop at a stop sign, and he comes up to the window, and I could tell, like, he's going to just start wailing me.
Yeah.
And I just put my window down. I go, hey, man, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, what else can you do?
What do you do?
Yeah. He took a couple deep breaths, like he was in anger management class. He's like...
Oh, you dodged a bullet.
Wait, yeah, I did.
Did he say anything?
I literally did.
Did he say anything?
Nope. He just walked back to his car.
Okay, good enough.
Ooh.
Good enough.
Oh, I was shaking for like an hour after that. I'm like, wow.
You know what's funny? That
we're just driving out here.
Seriously. That throws people off. I had a guy yelling and screaming at me. And I turned around. I said, I just got out of the truck. I go, listen, I'm sorry. I didn't see you had a blind spot.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he ended up hugging me. I'm like, okay, this is cool.
You really turned that
I didn't ask
around.
For that either, but okay.
Yeah.
Given the alternative,
you kind of smell fine.
Who needs a hug?
Right, he gave me a hug. I'm like, hey, man, I didn't see you. I had a blind spot. I really didn't see you. I'm really sorry.
Sorry usually dials it down quickly.
Yeah. That's all they want.
Because they're expecting, no, F you.
Right.
They want to go.
They want to fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, take your shirt off. Come on! Let's go!
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen.
Well, the last time I ever break, I'll never brake check anyone again. The last time was on 84, driving into Waterbury. It's really busy. No. There's a truck on my ass.
Right.
And I brake check them, and you see him go.
My coffee spilled in his lap and everything.
Now it's on. And he comes up, he pulls around me, gets in front of me, locks the brake up, and then I see on the back of the pickup, there's a U.S. Army sticker.
Oh, my God.
First of all, if he's a veteran, would have never done that.
Rambo.
Secondly, okay, he's a trained killer. Great. This blows.
They trained for this.
And he did not. I thought it was going to get real bad, but
yeah.
Eventually, I flashed a peace sign at him, like, and I went, I'm sorry. He couldn't hear me, but I'm
right. You had a mouth that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he heard, I'm going to kill you. Twice.
I always.
Twice. Twice I'm going
to
kill you.
He eventually went off, but I said to myself, that is the last time I ever brake check anyone.
I will kill you twice.
Smart. Right. But don't throw up two. I always throw up five fingers if I'm waving at somebody in traffic, just so they don't mistakenly look at two fingers and only see one.
Yeah.
And
then
they get real mad at me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, we had a guy who was doing traffic here for a while, John from Rhode Island.
Yeah. Skid marks.
He goes, he said, if you ever want to set someone off in traffic, you know, when you're doing the eye thing, you're looking at each other.
Yeah.
He goes, you just point to them and mouth the word you.
That's it. Wow.
He goes, that works every single time.
You.
You.
You. Yeah. It's like Hulk Hogan hulking up. He's like, you, brother. I mean, for you, brother.
A buddy of mine just gives a disapproving thumbs down.
That's a good one.
That's
nice,
great.
He just looks at him, shakes his head slowly, and puts his thumb down.
Yeah.
And then they're just like
I'm disappointed in you.
And fine. Then they just drive away.
Right.
Fantastic.
It's way better than the finger, because the finger's like, oh, wait, no, F
it's
me?
It's a challenge.
F right. you.
It's aggression. Right.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. I find it's always best to roll up alongside of them, just look at them, stare at them, and then take a bite of your sandwich.
I'd love to see AJ in a street race.
I need a sandwich.
Got to carb up.
Bob in Bristol.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I was driving an oil truck down a hill. I didn't have no exhaust brake. No, just hydraulic brakes. And I had a full load on the back.
Oh, boy. And in your pants?
Yeah, in my pants. While I was coming down the hill, I had to keep it slow. Otherwise, I'm going to, you know, go into the intersection down a hill.
Yeah.
So the guy behind me finally gets around me. He didn't make the green light. He got out of his green light with a crowbar.
Oh.
Started approaching my oil truck like I was fucking with him.
You were screwing with him? Yes. Right.
Like I hit the dump button him. Like you were effing with him.
Yeah, you were screwing with him. Exactly right. Yes.
Like I was mad. And then he turned around and realized the green was light. Got back in his car and did a little with the car until I couldn't make the light and they took off.
Boy, he showed you, huh?
I'm glad the green was light. Did we all catch that? He said the green was light.
Green was light.
The light was green.
Yeah. That's okay.
All right, thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
That wasn't me making fun of you.
Right, no, that was Vince.
He's a professional comedian.
His address is.
That's right. Just jokes. Just jokes.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Well. It's beginning
to look like Christmas. This is the song you play.
F you!
No, F you! I will kill you!
I'm gonna choke your life out!
You!
I'm gonna punch you so hard your family's gonna die! It's
beginning to look a lot. I'll punch you, and if you bleed, I'll kill your mama.
I got it.
Hold on, we got the Hallmark movie guy on the channel now. Hey, we got some movie ideas for you.
Yes, a realistic one.
This is going to be great.
A realistic one.
Andrew Gernhardt.
Ooh.
On the show. Good morning.
Up yours for the holidays.
Morning, nice. How are you?
Excellent. We did a segment in this time slot yesterday with Ruth's mother, who turns out is like the biggest Hallmark Christmas movie fan ever.
It's probably your stalker.
No, but we were going to try to get her on to conference her in. She might be sleeping right now.
Yeah.
But
up
we
all
just...
night watching Hallmark Christmas movies.
Probably.
Marathon, man. Marathon.
Yeah. But she was. She loves the movies. I'll bet you that she loves some of the movies that you made.
Probably all your movies.
Maybe. That'd be great.
Well, go through some of the movies that you texted me.
Well, this year we had four movies. Two were in Connecticut, and one was in Ireland, Scotland. The other one was in Asheville. One was called A Biltmore Christmas, which, again, people are saying it's like the best Hallmark movie ever made.
Wow.
We'll see about that. And then a Merry Scottish Christmas with Scott Wolf and Lacey Chabert.
She talked about that one.
Yes, I think that was one that she mentioned.
That's her favorite of the season, I think she said.
Because Lacey Chabert is like cheese.
Wow, you made it.
It does look good.
Yes.
Lacey Chabert.
And it is the highest rated movie on Hallmark, and in fact, right now stands as the highest rated cable TV movie of the entire year.
Damn, man.
Wow.
Damn.
Look at you.
Andrew, that's...
Yeah, he's still
amazing.
Talking to us.
It's amazing. That's an amazing statistic.
Seriously,
that's,
dude.
That's the top resume line right under your name.
There's still 2.5 weeks for somebody to beat us, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tattooed your name on it.
So, it's you know, if it's that popular, it has to be a movie guys can watch, too.
Oh, yeah, right. Right.
That's not just women watching it.
I feel like men are watching more Hallmark movies because they are veering away from, you know, at the heart of it, they're a good story, they're a love story, but they are getting more into fantasy and science fiction and more, you know, travel. So they are becoming movies for everyone.
Or, you know, it's our leverage at some point later on in the night. I watched that movie with you. Come on, let's go.
That's right.
Yeah, I watched that movie.
Yeah.
Yomi.
Right. So, yeah, I watched that. So now we're watching the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was thinking something else, but okay. Okay. We'll go with that.
Wait, did you say a science fiction Hallmark Christmas movie?
Well, I mean, Biltmore Christmas is kind of science fiction-y. It's a time travel device, and we also did one, speaking of science fiction, a couple years ago called Next Stop Christmas, which is Christopher Lloyd and Leah Thompson.
Oh, Christopher Lloyd.
It's about a time-traveling train that brings a woman back in time on the train, just like Back to the Future. So it's a little Back to the Future reunion.
Yeah, and minus Michael J. Fox, yeah.
That's wild.
Wow.
Yeah, we tried to get, Biff?
But
we just couldn't. The schedule didn't line up because it would have been great to have all three of them.
He has a schedule. What's he doing now?
They're all still busy.
Could get off work.
I think he's a comedian.
Yeah,
is he?
I think he's stand up.
Oh, cool. Wow.
What I'm trying to think of a we're gonna come up with a plot.
You came up. It was the waitress's song.
Right.
Adapting the waitress's song into a movie.
Into a movie.
Okay.
Right.
Have you heard that song?
Christmas Wrapping.
Christmas Wrapping?
No, okay. I haven't.
AJ, explain the plot.
Okay, the plot is basically this girl, she's had a really crappy year. Here it is, Christmas Eve, and she's in the store because she forgot to get something. So she runs back out there. Throughout the song, she talks about the entire year and all the lousy things that happened to her. And now here it is, Christmas Eve. She runs to this guy she's been noticing all year long, and they bump into each other, and they're like, oh, my God, you forgot cranberries, too. They laugh, and next thing you know, they have a nice happy ending, and they kind of just walk off. So it's kind of like, basically, it's a Hallmark movie.
It's a Hallmark movie.
Set the music.
I should just bring you to do these pitches when I go to Hallmark and be done with it.
Okay, sure. No problem.
So you do the pitches.
We do what we do, yeah. There's a couple ways we make movies. One is we get given a script from a network, whether it's Hallmark or Netflix or Disney or whoever, and they're like, make this movie. And the other way we do it is we actually develop them from the beginning. So to add to Merry Scottish Christmas, my company was the one who came up with the idea. And we produced it, and my producing partner directed it.
Nice.
And it's the number one movie. So it's like all in all. But Biltmore... the script was given to us by Hallmark, and we made the Biltmore Christmas at the Biltmore Estate in Asheville.
Cool.
And we also did Mystic Christmas this year, and we also did Where Are You Christmas, which is a big change in Hallmark. It was like Pleasantville at Christmas. A woman wishes away Christmas. Everything turns black and white, and slowly color starts to come back in. It was a visual effects nightmare. Yeah.
That's different.
Nightmare.
Wow.
What about professional wrestlers? Have you ever done a Hallmark Christmas movie with professional wrestlers?
Merry Christmas, brother.
They haven't done wrestlers. I know they've done jets, and they've done a lot of, like, military stuff. And I do know there's some more masculine plots going forward, not with us, but I've heard rumors about. So there could be wrestling stuff.
Is there a storyline in your life, AJ, that we can...
Yeah, the show.
No, that would be like a Hallmark Christmas movie plot.
Yeah, no, mine's more Nightmare.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Oh, wait, call Tim been done.
Call Tim Burton.
Yeah.
I emailed him. I had one about, I called the Christmas Plumber, but he rejected my email.
Santa's Crack?
The Christmas Plumber.
It's a joke I used to do on stage, but I think it would make an actual... good movie.
How does it work?
So basically a girl has to come back and help sell her parents' house. She moved away to the big city. She had to like come back home because they like passed away. So she's trying to renovate the house. She can't figure out the plumbing. She hires a guy. Turns out that her and the plumber have a will they, won't they, blah, blah, blah. And then by the end of it, they live together. He fixes the plumbing. They instead of selling the house, they own the house.
Jesus is fitting. Yep. Hold on.
Oh, so they stay at the
house. Right, yes.
They stay at the house.
Right. Instead of selling it, they actually stay there. And
that's actually a pretty good plot, isn't it?
A little musical.
It seems like it to me.
Mr. Hanky in there.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo is a segment in your movie.
You have to license that.
Mm. It could be like the Money Pit meets Christmas movies.
Right.
You know what you should do, Andrew, before you go in to pitch a movie to Hallmark? Have us go in first.
Yes.
Because yours will sound great.
When you get in there, they'll be like, you'll be 30 seconds into the pitch, you'll be like, done.
Anything. Just get those guys out of here. Anything. Take them with you.
The old trick.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do this conference call. We're not going to tell Ruth's mother that we know who made these movies that she loves.
No.
All right? We're just going to We're going to have it happen.
Yes.
We're going to have some Christmas magic. So congratulations on these big Hallmark movies.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Look at you.
Thank you so much.
We met him 20 years ago. He's making horror movies.
Yep. Yep. Now look at him.
Now look at him.
Still calls, though. I don't know why.
Yep. Right. Still takes our call.
I know why.
Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have Merry a great Christmas. Holiday season if we don't see you. Like Christmas
everywhere you go. He's still alive.
Who? Johnny Mathis?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is he still alive? I don't know.
I would say no.
I think he's not. I don't think he's young.
I thought it was weird he was at Goodfellas. I was like, wow, he's still alive and he looks real.
88, yeah. Still alive.
Wow. Still alive. Oh my God. Is the holly that will be. My mom always
plays. Isn't that wild that Andrew made the movie that your mother loves?
She's going to be so mad when she finds out.
No, don't tell her.
Yeah, don't tell her.
No.
Yeah,
this lends itself to another segment.
Got it.
It's our secret. Okay.
Nancy Joe.
Hey.
Yes.
Is that really your name?
That's Betty Sue.
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
All right.
So years ago, I worked at a family-run grocery store in New Haven.
Okay.
On payday, I went grocery shopping. Cashier rang out my groceries, told me a price. I handed her my paycheck. Well, how do I do this? You punch in the amount, and it'll tell you how much change to get back. She had no idea how to do it. She's clueless.
Oh.
So then I paid for it and told her to cash my check.
That worked.
I did, but you should have been able to figure out. You punch in the amount. Like, if it's 1975, you punch in the $20 bill.
Right.
You didn't know. Just punch in the amount of my check.
Yeah,
they don't know basic math.
See, I didn't know that either.
I was trying to figure out what
the
year.
The problem with this idiot story is you're talking to idiots, so we're like, yeah, so.
I did the same thing.
We're like, yeah, okay.
I do the whole time. Doopy-doop. That's what I got paid last week, $9.75.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem here. So I pictured a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be yelling at customers or
right,
stupid customers.
Right.
Venting.
Yes.
Venting.
Not deaf. Yeah. Not your encounter with.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. You're on the running for Judas Priest tickets.
Yes.
Idiot customer encounters.
Right.
Because people are in retail now. I thought that this is going to be great.
Yeah.
It's kind of a tribute to them. It could be just any customer. It doesn't have to be retail. But because there's this shopping rush now, there's this high level of interacting with people who are just not in a good place.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Someone dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe someone named Larry.
Right.
Larry in Stratford.
Larry.
Right.
Does everyone have to give me trouble? Can Larry just give me any?
Larry.
I've been good.
What's
so
your
far.
Name?
Just do it.
What's
Larry.
Your name? What is it?
Larry, not Mary.
What did I say?
He said Larry.
I said Mary. Larry.
You're being a Mary right now. Ask the question.
Larry.
Ow.
All right. So listen.
All right.
Fox original color was.
Goodbye.
Take that, Larry.
See, that's how you deal with it.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Exactly. Right.
That kind of interaction.
Right.
You know? Stuff like that.
Right.
Like, I got this email. You were just doing a commercial.
Right.
Chaz, I beg you to stop AJ from doing that commercial. I need a shower after listening to him say nude 12 times in a commercial.
Really?
No.
Okay. there's a thing called copy. I'm not making it up.
Right.
And you just wanted to shower.
This is what I'm.
You just wanted to shower. You just wanted to shower anyway.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, and you take a shower, you stinky bastard.
See what's happening. See, when you don't have good content,
right.
We go nuts.
Exactly.
All right. Then this call. What year is this going back to?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you guesstimate?
This is one of
at least 2008.
Okay.
If not earlier.
Okay.
Maybe 2007.
This was a turning point in the show. Is when listeners would start calling up and giving you trouble.
Oh, great!
Yeah. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
That's the first time I ever called, and I've been listening since the late '70s. You know.
Well, thank you. Welcome.
I can't thank this
that
guy
it starts
anymore.
Like that. What? Thank you. Welcome.
So cordial.
So happy to have you here.
God, thank you
Welcome
for calling.
Welcome to our little show. I'm so
you.
Glad you're calling in.
I
oh,
love
this
you.
Is great. I got cupcakes it's, over here.
You can right. picture the storefront, people. It's, someone just walking in.
Come
hey.
On in.
Unicorns. Hey, welcome.
Yeah. Unicorns Rainbows right now, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guy is that
Why
guy.
Why are you hanging with AJ anymore? You know what he should do?
What?
Should, when Megan comes back, it should be Chaz and Erica and Megan and Billy there because this guy, I can't take it anymore.
Hey, Dan, you know what, Dan, you know what you do? You know what you do? Here's a suggestion, okay? Do you have a tall house?
No.
Go check the roof.
Yeah. You know what?
Dan, I like your idea.
You're most pathetic.
Kind of.
I'm the most pathetic.
On radio.
I'm the most pathetic personality on radio.
No sense of honor, no dignity.
I got your honor hanging right here, guy.
Yeah, that's about all you're good for.
That's about all you're good for. Mr. SAT scorer, thank you.
He comes up with one joke a month.
One joke a month, right, right, right. That's about it, right. Okay, so we're all going to listen to Dan because Dan is the expert on radio. Dan is the expert on radio. So we're going to blow up a show that bills a lot of money, all because Dan, sitting in his living room on his Barker lounger, has a problem with things that I say, right? You know what? You are amazing. I am so glad you came along with this revelation on how you can improve radio today. I am so glad. You know, corporations should listen to Dan right now. Perhaps he can settle the budget.
You got him on
the
run, Dan.
I got a better idea. We send Dan to the Middle East and we get the Palestinians and the Israelis together, and Dan will settle everything. You know something, Dan?
Your imagination.
I got your imagination right here, okay?
Yeah, that's another good one.
That's right another here. Good one. That. You know something? When you use a Q-tip and you feel pressure, back off, okay?
It's so pathetic.
I'm so... You used that one already. Try a new line.
I thought these commercials on TV with the little kid starving to death was pathetic, but you beat that by...
Hey, here's an idea. Why don't we feed him you? Mr. Monosyllabic name.
He hates himself. He hates anybody else that tries to outdo him even a slight bit. Everybody got stories, AJ. At least mine are freaking real, you know?
You know what? I'm going to take a suggestion. I'm going to take a suggestion, Dan, okay? When Megan comes back, it's going to be Chaz and Erica and Billy and Megan, okay? All right?
I don't like the way his voice sounded.
Eric is great. She would
I'd rather be gone than have to, like, broadcast for a loser like yourself.
I tell him to give you a pink slip, but you'd probably try and wear it.
He died, right?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
He's still listening. He's on line three right now.
Right. That. That's kind of what we were looking for.
Yeah.
You know, your encounters with customers like that.
Yep. Mm.
That was more like a Christmas dinner. Like
moron, too.
Yeah. I wonder what happened
Dan.
To Dan. That, I love that, that inflection.
And the mocking. Why don't you do this? Like that. Just...
I was livid.
That was brilliant. You did such a brilliant job.
I was livid.
Yeah. No, I could tell. That's what makes it so entertaining. It's real. It's not fake.
Yeah, but I want to go find him right now.
This ain't over. 10 years later, you're still mad.
Over. Somebody answered the door. What? Drill right in the face.
No, you say, is your name Dan? Right. Yeah.
Boom. All because Dan.
Dan. Oh, my God. If Dan's out there.
Right. Don't call.
The Dan and Larry show.
Oh, boy. A lot of fun.
Wow, my insides got all twisted on that one again.
Larry!
We yell a lot, don't
Larry
we?
Larry and Dan.
We yell a lot, don't we? 20 years of yelling.
Yeah, 20 years of yelling.
20 years of yelling.
Oh, man. Mm. We don't even really deal with the public like people deal with the public. You know?
No. I sucked at retail. I mean, the things that you don't ordinarily say to someone, I said.
Yeah.
I had one guy one time comes walking in. I was in a home center. He goes, you got any writ? I go, what's that? He goes, writ. You don't know what writ is? You work at a home center? I go, no, I have no idea what it means.
He goes, he's already starting in a bad place.
Right. He goes, it gets rid of mice. It scares mice away. I go, why don't you try using your wife's face? I said it.
Oh.
I got called to the office a lot.
Mm.
Yep.
me and AJ have similar retail experiences, I guess.
Yeah, it takes a special person to do that.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't put up with some of the stuff that people have to put up with.
I threw things at people.
Oh, I never did that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was very physical.
I threw an ice cream cone at a customer once.
Really?
Yeah. I threw raw linoleum.
Oh, that's a little more dangerous than an ice cream cone.
What brought on the ice cream cone throw?
It's a storefront that has windows everywhere, so I can see where I parked my car, and I watch him back into it. So I just go, hey, and I'm going like this out the window, and he looks at me and waves and then backs in my car a second time. So now I'm out the back door. Now I'm going to go, like, address this.
Yes.
And he backs into it a third time. I think he just honestly couldn't see what he was doing.
Right.
But then he drives away, and I'm yelling at him to stop, and he didn't, so I hucked the cone that I had in my hand that I was making for another customer, and I hit the side passenger window, and I was just watching it, like, drip down the side of his car as he took, like, just left the parking lot.
Oh,
damn.
Free cone.
Damn it.
Yeah, then you pick it up off the ground and you hand it to the customer. Here you go. Wipe the gravel off.
Then my boss said I had to pay for the cone. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
A man in his 30s tore a hole in his windpipe trying to stop a physical sneeze.
Wow.
Response.
Huh.
The man tried to stop the sneeze while he was driving by pinching his nose and mouth.
Oh, wow. See, I've had air come out the other way.
Sends that back, yeah. Reroutes it. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Shortly after, he went to the ER for neck pain.
Huh. Can't pay the neck.
That sounds like it would do it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right. A lot of pressure. The trach perforated due to the rapid buildup of pressure.
Yikes.
Ooh.
Just sneeze, man.
You just let it go.
Yeah. To a bat in the cave, and you're first going to hit the windshield.
I used to do that. I used to hold my.
I've done that. I've had my ears pop.
You know, you do it a couple times. You're like, this doesn't feel like a good idea.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I've had popping ears. I've had the nether cough.
the duck walk. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And next time, just sneeze.
The windpipe healed on its own without surgery. Holy cow.
Nice.
That sounds pretty nasty.
Yeah. Just sneeze, man.
He must be really, like, the next time he sneezed in real life, how nervous are you?
Unless he was, like, defusing a bomb or something at the time.
Yeah, now he's sneezing just out.
Which one do I cut? Or he's hiding from the law?
I like the sound of you trying to hold in a sneeze.
Thank you.
Yeah, pressure during a sneeze can be 20 times higher than normal.
Damn.
I've had my ears pop.
Yeah. Mm. And makes it like a high pitched, like a meee noise.
Yeah.
Like almost like a whistle.
Right.
Yep. And I'm like, no, I ain't doing that ever again.
I've held my nose before when I'm sneezing.
But not your mouth as well. Like this guy sealed up all the exits.
You gotta let it out somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was sick, I was like just laying there every time. I put a tissue on my nose and then sneezed and just watched how far the Kleenex would go in the air. I made a game out of it. Yes, I was that bored.
See, I was sick. I didn't want snot everywhere. You're doing the opposite.
I was by myself. I had nothing else going on.
A smart toilet burst into flames as someone was using it.
Wow. That really burns my ass.
I would tell everybody that story.
That's how smart that toilet was.
Oh, yeah? I lit a toilet on fire.
That's right. What'd you eat?
There's a story making the rounds about a guy in China who had his smart toilet burst into flames while he was using it.
Anything to get him off. That's what it said. Get off me.
It happened a few weeks ago. The man first sensed that something was wrong when he smelled smoke.
Is that a new pope around here?
You know, at first you're like, wow, what the hell did I eat?
I don't recall having barbecue. It smells like mesquite, a little mesquite.
Then he saw plumes of white smoke billowing from the toilet.
It was a new pope. You're right.
Right. Hey!
Just then, before he could pull up his pants, the toilet exploded and started burning.
Wow. Explain that one.
It was the toilet.
I've clogged toilets and blown. I'ma blow up this bathroom.
Hey, did you flush in there? I didn't hear anything. Well?
Thankfully, he wasn't hurt. It's unclear what started the fire.
The toilet.
Right.
The toilet started the fire.
My ass started. Wow.
The man says it was a short circuit.
Oh.
A short circuit?
A short circuit.
A short circuit.
Connecticut.
Wow.
Connecticut.
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 And that's before he got stoned, right?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, he arrived stoned. He left stoned there.
Right, yes.
Right. Right.
Did you smoke already? I mean, it's 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was his answer. It's 9 a.m.
Well, then.
Yeah, got to wake and bake, man.
Excuse us.
Yeah.
Barbershop servicing bald men gets busted. It's happened in Italy. Police became suspicious when a number of bald men, clean-shaven men, began to frequent a local barber.
Pretty like obvious.
Something's wrong.
It's right. For my nose.
Yeah. What are they going there to reminisce?
Support group.
Yeah. I want to pick up the hair you have on the floor, put it on my head, and just think back.
Antonio, yeah. Show me 10 years ago.
Right. I want to look at Pringles can.
Yeah, police became suspicious, began to investigate. Eventually, when officers raided the 55-year-old barber's home, they reportedly found hashish, 100 grams of coke, and materials commonly used to weigh and package drugs.
And one lollipop.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.